With KUT News in Austin, I'm Jimmy Moss. The Austin City Council passed new rules Thursday to help renters should they need help staying in their homes while awaiting some economic relief. Joining me to talk about the changes is KUT's Audrey McGlinchey. Audrey, tell us what was passed yesterday and how might that affect renters who are out of a job or temporarily without income.
The city council members passed yesterday what is essentially like a 60-day waiting period for people who owe rent. And what that means is that if once a landlord starts threatening eviction of a renter who hasn't been able to pay rent because of lost wages, because of the coronavirus pandemic, from that threat onwards, the renter would have 60 days to come up with that owed rent. Now, it's important for people to understand that the 60 days includes, you know, accruing rent. So, you know, 60 days is obviously a 2-month span. So there would be two payments of rent due in that time, and that would all come due at the end of this 60 days.
The new rules will also delay eviction hearings. How is that happening?
Travis County judges have already suspended eviction hearings. So as of, I believe it was about a week and a half ago, judges in Travis County have not been hearing evictions. But during that time, landlords have still been able to file the evictions. They're just not, you know, there's just no court date. So this essentially further stalls that process by adding an extra step and telling landlords that they need to now give notice of a proposed eviction on top of the required notice, on top of the notice that's already required. And from that first notice, tenants will have 60 days to either come up with rent or to move out.
Now, the council also passed some help for landlords, correct?
Yes, essentially limited loans for small businesses. And one change they made to this was to include multifamily and commercial properties in what's considered a small business. So this would include a lot of landlords in this. And again, these are limited small business loans. These are actually, you know, they're considered more of a stopgap for when we get the disaster loans in place, which will take more time. But council did in that try to help landlords out as well, because, you know, as you mentioned, landlords who won't be getting rent could also potentially run into some trouble paying their bills or their, you know, various financial obligations.
Is it possible for the city to do more, like a rent freeze or something?
A lot of people who spoke at city council yesterday, and mind you, they all spoke by phone, which was the first time I'd ever witnessed that, because City Hall was closed to the public because of physical distancing requirements. But a lot of people who testified on this item asked that the city do more, that they do something like a rent freeze, a utility freeze. And the mayor said in a press conference during the city council meeting that the city does not have that ability, that you know, the city doesn't have the ability to stop people from fulfilling their financial obligations. They do in this case, as a workaround, what they're doing here is adding a step to the eviction process that essentially slows it down. But at least what the mayor said yesterday is that in the same way that the city cannot freeze mortgages because, you know, those are regulated by banks, the city does not have the ability to tell renters to not fulfill their obligations as renters.
That's KUT's Audrey McGlinchey from a safe distance away in her rented home. You're listening to KUT.